Welcome back, everyone. This segment is brought to you by the SANS Institute, the most trusted source for computer security training, certification, and research. Visit sans.org to learn more. Go to Circuit City Con. Nope.
No.
Go to Circle City Con. Circuit City Con. That was a store in Garden City.
Nope.
They don't have stores anymore. Take two.
Lana, nope.
Circle City Con is the first hacker conference in Indianapolis. It's in a small to medium-sized venue located in the heart of Indianapolis. General admission tickets go on sale now, and the conference is happening June 13th through the 15th. Circuit City Con, that was like 10 years ago. Come take SANS Security 617, SANS Network Security 2014, October 20th to the 25th in fabulous Las Vegas.
Woo-hoo!
Or a community SANS offering in Norfolk, Virginia, June 9th through the 14th. Sign up through Larry's SANS page at sans.org/instructors/Larry-Pesci.com.
There's a link in the show notes.
There is a link in the show notes. You should create like a bit.ly link or something for that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
like bit.ly.com, bit.ly/Larry's.
Don't say
awesome.
It out loud or somebody will steal
someone
it
will
and
steal
then
it.
It'll
don't worry, I'll
redirect
find
to porn. Oh, wait, that'd be the same thing. So,
now Larry will rock the vote with Burke.
Yeah. So for quite a long time, I've actually been sort of fascinated by this whole, you know, methodology of online polls.
It's kind of how Facebook started, right? Wasn't
Facebook started that website with hot or not type thing. Yeah. You know, online polls, contests, forums, you name it, where you can vote to, you know, like win something for you or your friends or whichever. The ones that I really like are the poorly designed ones where there's no email requirement. You don't have to put in an email address. Even if you do, that you don't have to get a link and then click on it and confirm your vote. Or there's no CAPTCHA. Or you click a button, you vote, and you're done.
They're just wide open.
Exactly. Bingo. Bingo.
Phrasing.
Phrasing. And many years ago, 92 Pro FM here in Rhode Island had one, and it was about 6 years ago. They had one for, quote, the cutest baby, and of course, I entered Corinne into that, and we did pretty well. We got about third place, and that's only because the person, I didn't know a lot about it at the time, and the only reason why the person did the other two people did better than we did is because they actually their script was better than mine was.
They rented a botnet.
I mean, it was 6 years ago, so you know, it was 2000 early 2008, and you know, their script was either better at it than I did, and I think I was actually like sitting there on the sofa every night clicking click 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 back click type of thing, and they didn't care. Multiple submissions from multiple IP addresses that didn't make a damn bit of difference. So, you know, that was sort of some of the interesting fascination for that for some of me. And then all of a sudden I get word of this new, you know, voting mechanism thing that find out, which is disappointingly, he's not on the show tonight. John Strand versus johnstrand.com. Now this is a voting mechanism. This is a vote that I can get behind. And John Strand, the, you know, underwear model versus John Strand, the pen tester, SANS instructor. So to start with, I configured my browser to use Burp as a proxy. And if you don't know how to do that, you know, there's plenty of things for Google. You know, that's a little bit beyond the scope of sort of what I want to illustrate here. You know, fired up Burp, set the Burp as my proxy within my browser, so it would proxy all of my requests, turn intercept off so all the requests would just process. And then I went and voted for my favorite, quote, model. Once I had that captured, I looked to see, you know, what Burp was telling me. So I went to the entries within Burp for John Strand versus johnstrand.com, and the only two entries there were a get at the root and the get for the favicon for the little, you know, the little display in your browser tab window. Well, that was kind of disappointing. Because I was, you know, really hoping it would be a really easy post request for me to deal with, so I could just take a post and replay it over and over again. But what ends up happening with John Strand versus johnstrand.com, it redirects to a specific page at pollmill.com. So I looked at the entries at pollmill.com and noted that there was a single post request. which was, in fact, the actual post request for the vote for my favorite model, whether it be threat model or underwear model. So with Burp, you know, with that post request that was actually doing the voting, that had parameters, that was, it was very clear by looking at the parameters that, yes, this was my vote for my favorite model. My first instinct was to right-click in Burp and send that request to Repeater. So I did that. Now, once I was in Repeater, I attempted to verify whether it would replay without any other interaction, whether the unique identifiers and those would be replayable. And sure enough, I resubmitted the vote with Repeater, and it said that the page return said that it accepted my vote again using all of the same unique identifiers and all the same tokens. So just the way I like it, wide open. So I clicked on the Repeater again, and sure enough, there was another vote. So I clicked again and again and again, and well, now I've got like 5 votes. I'm like, yes, all right, 5 votes for my favorite model. Okay. The problem is that this was going to take a long time and lots of clicks. So I just started clicking faster on the button and Repeater to replay and click and click and click and click and click and click. Now, once I started clicking really fast, I noted that some of my responses included the phrase, "You are voting too quickly. Please take your time." Oh, so I can't just sit here and click on this thing wildly. I'm going to have to spend hours clicking on this button. Well, there's got to be a better way. So I started, you know, poking around with Burp, and I'm by no means a Burp expert. There's just so many things that you can potentially do here. So I started looking at Burp options, and I took the post request, and I right-clicked on it. And there is a generate script event within the pro versions of Burp when you have that particular plugin installed for Burp Extender. So if you select generate script from the original post request, you with Extender installed on the pro version, you can output the request to either Python, Ruby, Perl, and PHP. So now you have a program you can potentially run. Yes, please. So I tried all of them with all of the ones except PHP, but I couldn't get them to work, and I didn't spend a lot of time. I mean, this was John Strand versus John Strand when I've got billable work to do. So I didn't spend a lot of time sort of troubleshooting the input and the output and all that type of stuff. So I just at a lark in our IRC chat room at work, I said, "Hey, how would I script a post request that I captured with Burp?" And you know, my coworker and good friend John Sawyer came back with using Burp to use the copy to curl command option, which sure enough, you right click instead of doing the generate script, you do copy as curl command. And you've got a fully formed curl command that you can run from the Unix command line to you paste it to the command line, hit enter, and sure enough, you get a response back. That's really good. So I can do a loop in a shell script like nobody's business. So I created a loop in a shell script, you know, set my counter to 0, and while the counter value was less than 1,000, do this curl command. So, you know, as fast as it can go through, try to make a request with curl, with all the parameters from Burp as initially submitted. And sure enough, I start getting responses back like, you're voting too fast. Please take your time. So within that,
sleep.
Yep. So sleep is your friend. So after some trial and error, I found out that a sleep of 60, so about 1 request a minute, was good. So what did I do? I ran the script and let it go for about 10 hours and, you know, held my mic skyward and did the boom, rock the vote. Let it go and came back and stopped the script. And sure enough, go to John Strand versus John Strand. So let's do that.
You know how I knew you did all this and I had no idea what you did, but I saw your tweet to John.
Yeah. Yeah.
That said, John, what happened? You were winning and now you're not. And I'm like, yeah. Larry hacked the site.
So who's the sexiest hacker on the planet? And well, let's vote for John Strand, the threat modeler this time, and click submit. And sure enough, we get a chart back and a table. And the John Strand, the model, has 674 votes with 80% of the vote, and John Strand, the threat modeler, has 169 votes. So now I expect epicpaul.com battle for running scripts.
What?
Sorry, epicpaul.com security weekly.
What? Paul, now you owe me two cigars. My deal with John was every time he used that word.
Yeah, see, that's the, your deal with John.
He owed me a cigar.
That's your deal with John.
They sell them next door.
That's nice. Yeah, that's your deal with John. That's not your deal with me. My deal is that every time I say that, I get to punch you in the balls. I don't know. See, that'll keep me from doing it because then you'll go totally kung fu on my ass.
Way easier just to buy me a cigar.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's not good motivation for
every
me.
Time you say it, Jack has to buy me a cigar. How's that?
Wow. I don't know if Jack can afford that. He's on a fixed income, you know. So that was how, in fact, I rocked the vote. The
Social Security? Is that what you're implying?
Yes, yes. And his retirement fund, which apparently doesn't involve cigars. Yeah, so after 10 hours, 670-something votes later...
you stopped.
I stopped.
Push just, Control-C.
Yeah, Control-C on the script running in the window, and that was sort of an overnight thing. I did it right before I went to bed and got up the next morning and then got to work and all that stuff, and it was going. Now, from my perspective and from the tech segment perspective, I know it's not super technical, something about burp, but it was something that I didn't know about. And I thought it was a really elegant solution. You know, it was bound out of that, hey, we did this really cool thing on a pen test the other day, and it wasn't really a pen test, but it was something fun that could potentially have some implications to the way your workflow works for some of this type of stuff. Maybe even load testing. And I thought it was elegant, and I thought it was pretty neat. So I wanted to share with
awesome.
That. I wanted to share that with folks to say this is how I how
if
I
you
rock
can
the
hack
vote.
The vote in a shell script, dude. That's awesome.
So and that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So,
And Ashley, if you're listening and paying attention, you should look at Larry's script, as it may or may not help you with your homework assignment that you had.
Oh, very very nice.
She's
very
like,
nice.
I'm like, how's your script going? She's like, it's still not working. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. I'm like, well, I have a working version of your homework assignment, which I'm not going to share with you. Like, so it is possible to do the assignment.
Sure.
Like, go try harder.
try harder. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, feel free to use this shell script and run it over and over again, because it'll vote for John Strand, the model, not John Strand, the threat modeler.
That's awesome.
So that's why you should never use code that you don't understand.
So your session didn't have to be
active? It did not. It did not have to be active.
I know some web applications will actually, like when you, if did you run this from the same system as you went to it with a browser?
Yes, I did. But I did the session at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, captured it, tested the script, it worked, stopped, and didn't start it again running overnight until about almost midnight.
So I wonder if it gift track it, because you're reusing your session ID.
That said, it was my experience in this particular case, mm-hmm. and they may have changed it since then, that I wrote the script, and that was 2 weeks ago. I fired the script off this morning as I was writing the tech segment, and it still worked.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there's
now that said, I also had to go and redo it to capture all of the captures from the burp stuff.
Oh, because you captured a new session ID.
This is the new session ID from this morning.
Yeah.
So, but the one that I had done 2 weeks ago still did work. So, whole mill hacking is fun.
That's awesome.
So,
which identifier is John Strand the model?
That's a good question. Let's see, user agent, content type, respondents, USS UID. I honestly don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I honestly
answer.
Don't know.
There it is. It says something about answer in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Answer if value.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, looked right past that. Yep. Answer value. Yep.
It's cool. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, so that copy and paste, it actually looked better on my 24-inch monitor.
Yeah, you know, the wiki is not...
Yeah, well, I did it as pre-formatted, so yeah. It's kind of to be expected.
Yeah, pre-formatted would work better if you're going to copy and paste it, but it doesn't always present nicer.
Right, because that long string is just freaking huge, and I tried to trim that up a little bit. So if it doesn't work for you and you want to replay it as it is, try removing some of the backslashes. Because that's how I attempted to format some of that type of stuff so that hopefully it would, you know, not run off the screen and I didn't I failed miserably.
Nice work, Larry.
Yep. So it was fun.
With that, we'll take a short break, come back, and talk about the stories for this week. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.